morning.
早上好.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about my family.
我想跟大家分享一下我的家庭.
My father was one of the Japanese Americans who was interned during World War II.
我爸爸是 美籍的日本人，在二战的时候被关押在集中营里.
And when the Japanese American community went into the camps, actually a lot of people responded to Jesus.
当很多美籍的日本人被关押在集中营的时候，很多人回应了耶稣的呼召.
There were a lot of ministers that were ordained in the camps.
有很多传道人在集中营里被按立.
During those years, a famous missionary and a professor of theology named E. Stanley Jones visited the Japanese Americans.
当时有一个著名的神学家叫E. Stanley Jones, 他就探望了集中营.
And he said that the Japanese American Christians could be a prophetic voice to the rest of the United States.
他当时就说我们被关押的美籍日本人可以 是一个很大的声音告诉美国一些事情.
The United States says that all people are created equal.
美国政府经常说所有的人都是平等的.
But it doesn't always act that way.
但是他们不经常把这个付诸行动.
And so the Japanese American Christians could call out the United States on that hypocrisy.
但是就是说我们这些美籍的日本人可以告诉美国政府他们这些伪善的行为.
I feel sad that for the most part we did not do that.
我觉得很悲伤的是我们没有这样做.
Instead, we tried to blend into the system again.
我们相反的就是想融入这个系统里边.
So we didn't call for the restoration of our rights.
我们没有去呼吁他们恢复我们的权利.
And we didn't address the European American community about what had just happened.
我们也没告诉那些白人到底发生了什么事情.
Also, we did not advocate for the Aleutian Islander population, their Alaskans in the north.
我们也没有公开的去支持那些阿留申群岛的居民，他们住在阿拉斯加那边.
The military seized their islands in the Pacific for military purposes.
在二战的时候，军方占用了他们的岛屿，说是有军事的原因.
And then the U.S. relocated them to cities in mainland Alaska, which was very hard for them.
那些军方就强迫这些人搬到阿拉斯加的大陆那些城市里边。 这样对他们的生活来说是很有困难的.
But I have not heard of any Japanese Americans say anything about them.
但是我从来没有听过任何日本人 为他们说任何的话.
It makes me think that we did not fully receive Jesus' salvation.
我在想是不是我们没有完全接受耶稣的救赎呢?
Because we didn't receive his salvation from our own evil and our selfishness.
因为我们没有完全接受他的救赎，就是带领我们脱离我们的邪恶和我们的自私。
Jesus stands before us, offering us salvation from our own selfishness.
耶稣站在我们面前，叫我们供给我们救赎，叫我们脱离我们的自私。
And he calls us to invite other people into that too.
他也叫我们邀请别人接受这个救赎.
So how does that look?
那是一个什么情况呢?
In the United States, how are schools funded?
在美国，学校是怎么接受他们的拨款呢?
By local property taxes.
他们接受拨款是来自地区的税收.
And so rich neighborhoods spend up to $25,000 per student.
有钱的区域，他们可以花每年两万五千块钱在一个学生身上。
But some poor neighborhoods spend only $7,000 per student.
但是穷的地区只花7000块钱在每个学生身上。
Is that fair?
那是公平的吗?
And what are we going to do to undo the damage that that causes children?
我们可以做些什么来弥补我们对孩子们造成的伤害呢?
Or why have cities and suburbs developed?
或者我们可以想想，为什么会现在会有城市和郊区的区分呢？
It's because after World War II, the government helped white families move out of the cities.
因为二战以后，美国政府帮助白人搬离市区。
And so white families bought new one-family houses in new suburbs.
那些白人的家庭就在郊区买了他们的单家庭的房子，新的房子。
And they discriminated against black families.
他们歧视黑人的家庭。
And so Jesus calls us to undo the damage that sin has caused.
耶稣就叫我们弥补这些我们所犯的过错。
We're going to talk about a passage that demonstrates this.
我们会看一段经文就是告诉我们耶稣会怎么做。
So I'll be drawing from the Gospel of Luke.
我们会看路加福音。
And the bigger story, of course, is about a God who is 100% good.
这个故事就是讲述一个神，他是100%的好。
And he has sent Jesus to undo the sin and evil of humanity.
他差遣他的儿子耶稣来挽救世界，脱离这个邪恶和罪。
Jesus meets with a man named Zacchaeus, who is one of the most corrupt politicians of his day.
耶稣遇见了一个人叫做撒该，他是当时贪污受贿的一个商人和政治家。
And so in verse 1, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through.
在第一节里说，耶稣进了耶利哥，正在经过的时候。
And there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and he was rich.
有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。
If this were a movie, we would get two scenes on the screen.
如果这个是个电影的话，我们会看同时看见两个画面在荧幕上。
On the right side of the screen is Jesus passing through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem to confront other very corrupt people.
在荧幕的右边，我们会看见耶稣从耶利哥经过，进入耶路撒冷，他会面对有权势的人。
And on the left side of the screen is Zacchaeus, who is very rich and powerful himself.
在荧幕的左边，我们看见撒该，他是很有钱，而且很有权势的。
In fact, next to King Solomon, Zacchaeus is probably the wealthiest man in the Bible.
在圣经里记载，除了所罗门王以外，撒该应该是最有钱的了。
How did he make all his money?
他怎么来赚他的钱呢？
He made his money by being a tax collector for the Romans.
他赚钱的途径就是帮罗马人当税吏。
So the Roman Empire sucked tax money from all over the Mediterranean world, including Israel.
当时罗马人在地中海地区每个地区都要收税，当中也包括了以色列。
They hired Jewish tax collectors to work for them.
他们聘请了很多以色列的税吏为他们工作。
Tax collectors made money for themselves by charging more than the taxes.
那些税吏就收比要收的税更多的钱来赚自己的钱。
And Rome didn't care how much they charged.
罗马人不关心他们到底收多少钱。
They just sent soldiers to support them.
罗马就派军队去支持他们。
Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector.
撒该是一个税吏长。
Which means he has other tax collectors working under him.
那就是说他手下还有一帮小的税吏帮他工作。
So Zacchaeus has gone over to the side of power.
撒该在这里已经向当时的权力靠拢了。
In some ways, Asian Americans have tried to go over to the side of power in the United States.
同样的情况，其实我们亚裔美国人也曾经尝试向美国的政权靠拢，就是白人的政权靠拢。
In 1915, a Japanese man named Takao Ozawa wanted to become a U.S. citizen.
在1915年的时候，有一个叫小泽的日本人想成为美国公民。
He had lived in the United States for 20 years.
他在美国居住了20年。
And the U.S. said, no, because the law said only free white persons and persons of African descent could become U.S. citizens.
当时美国政府就说不行，因为法律上说只有自由的白人和非洲的黑人的后裔才能成为美国公民。
Mr. Ozawa argued that he should be considered a free white person.
但是小泽先生就辩护说我应该被界定为自由的白人。
And the Supreme Court heard his case in 1922.
高等法院聆听了他的案件在1923年的时候。
They said no because being white meant being Caucasian.
他们拒绝他的原因就是说白人的定义就是你要是高加索人种才是。
The next year, in 1923, an Indian man named Bhagat Singh wanted to become a U.S. citizen.
过了一年有一个印度人叫 Bhagat Singh, 他也同样的想成为美国公民。
He argued that he was Caucasian, and therefore he was white.
他也辩护说我其实属于白人，所以我可以成为美国公民。
And scientists agree with that. There are some Indians who are part of the Caucasian people.
有些人类学家就认为印度有一部分人他们属于这个白人的人种。
But the Supreme Court said he was still not white.
但是高等法院说他仍然他不是白人。
Why? Because white meant whatever they wanted it to mean.
为什么呢？因为高等法院想说谁是白人就是谁是白人。
But in 1965, the U.S. realized that it needed more smart people to beat the Soviet Union in the space race and technology.
在1965年的时候，美国和苏联展开了这个太空计划的比赛，他们就觉得我们需要更多的专业人才。
And so it recruited people from China, Japan, Korea, and Taiwan.
所以他们就从亚洲的国家，像中国、日本、韩国、台湾，就聘请了很多科学家。
And then many people call those Asian immigrants the model minority.
而且很多人就叫这些新进的亚洲移民叫做模范的少数民族。
They said that to insult other minorities.
他们这么说就是想羞辱其他的少数民族。
And they got Asian Americans to side with the white power structure.
他们已经拉拢了这些亚裔的美国人，让他们和白人政权靠拢了。
Just like Zacchaeus sided with the Romans.
就像撒该跟罗马政权靠拢了一样。
But Zacchaeus comes to Jesus because he wants out.
但是撒该来去见耶稣，因为他不想再过这种生活了，他想找一个解脱。
Maybe it's because he saw enough other people suffer.
他可能是看见很多人在罗马政权下受逼迫。
Maybe it's because he felt like his relationship with God was dying.
可能他觉得自己跟神的关系已经衰亡了走向。
God delivered Israel out of slavery in Egypt long ago.
在很久以前，神曾经把以色列人从埃及把他们从奴役的生活中解脱。
Zacchaeus knew that he was betraying God's heart.
撒该知道他这样做其实是在出卖神的心。
God gave Israel laws that protected the poor.
神设定了法律要保护这个穷人。
Zacchaeus knew he was just taking advantage of his power.
撒该知道他这么做其实就是利用了他的权力。
He was stepping on the poor.
他在剥削那些穷的人。
God gave Israel a law that said, "You shall not steal."
神也给以色列人法律说你不能偷盗。
Zacchaeus knew he was stealing.
撒该也知道自己在偷东西。
And Zacchaeus knew God wanted to burn the sin out of every human being.
撒该也知道神想把每个人的罪都销毁。
And Zacchaeus was sick and tired of his own sin.
撒该对自己的罪也感到疲倦了。
Sometimes we get to that point.
有时候我们也会感到疲倦。
We become tired of our own sin.
我们对自己的罪感到疲倦。
And tired of our own laziness.
对我们的懒惰感到疲倦。
And this is what draws us to Jesus.
这个就是为什么我们来到耶稣的面前。
So in verse 3, Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was.
在第三节的时候, 撒该想看看耶稣到底是谁。
So let's put ourselves in Zacchaeus' place.
让我们把自己带入撒该这个角色里。
What would it be like to see Jesus?
看到耶稣会有什么情况发生呢?
Is he a busy celebrity?
他是一个很忙的公众人物吗?
Is he a politician who shakes your hand once and then forgets you forever?
他会不会像那些政客一样握了你的手，但是永远都不会记得你呢？
Or is he going to look with X-ray vision into your heart and embarrass and publicly humiliate you?
或者他会不会有那种超能力看穿你的心，而且在众人面前羞辱你，因为你是罪人呢？
Would Jesus care to meet the most notorious Jewish traitor?
耶稣会想见那些恶名昭彰的以色列的叛徒吗？
So when Jesus is walking into the city, Zacchaeus realizes he can't see him.
当耶稣进了城以后，撒该发现，哦，我看不见他。
He's too short.
因为他知道自己太矮了。
So in verse 4, he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way.
因为在第四节就说， 因为人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。Grown
men did not climb trees.
大家都知道，成年人不爬，不会爬树的。That's
because people did not wear pants.
因为当时男人不是穿裤子的。Everyone
wore robes.
每个人都穿着长的袍子。
And only children climbed up trees because you could see up their robes.
只有孩子们可以爬上树, 因为你从下面可以看上去他的袍子下面有什么。
Jesus, in the last chapter, had said, "Permit the children to come to me, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these."
耶稣曾在 之前那一章说过，叫让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为神的国正是这样的人。So
Zacchaeus becomes like one of these children.
撒该就变成了小孩子一样。And
so what happens in verse 5 and 6?
在第五、第六节发生了什么呢?
When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. For today, I must stay at your house."
耶稣就到了这里，抬头一看就对他说，撒该快下来，今天我必住在你家里。他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待了耶稣。And
he hurried and came down and received him gladly.
对，就欢欢喜喜地接待了耶稣。Every
other person probably looked at Zacchaeus and said, "What an idiot."
其他的人看见撒该这个情况就说，他是不是脑残呢？
But Jesus sees that he wants to be transformed.
但是耶稣看见撒该，他是有一颗想被改变的心。So
Jesus says, "Okay, Zacchaeus, that's enough. You don't need to embarrass yourself anymore."
耶稣就说，够了够了，撒该，你赶快下来了，别再丢人现眼了。Hurry
up and come down.
赶快下来。And
then he invites himself over to Zacchaeus' house.
而且他说，我今天晚上要住在你的家里。In
Jewish culture, who you ate with marked off what class of people you were part of.
在犹太的文化里，你跟谁吃饭就代表了你从什么阶层来，就是你是什么人。So
righteous people didn't eat with sinners.
所以那些义人就不跟那些罪人一块吃饭。But
Jesus is different.
但是耶稣不一样。
There are other Jews that got angry about this.
In verse 7,
when they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, "He is gone to be the guest of a man who's a sinner."
在第七节里边说，众人看见就私下议论说，他竟到罪人家里住宿。
But look at Zacchaeus' response in verse 8.
我们可以看看撒该的反应在第八节。
Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much."
第八节就是撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半分给穷人，我讹诈了谁就还他四倍。
And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham.
然后耶稣就接着说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Salvation from what?
什么样的救恩呢？救恩带你脱离什么呢？
Salvation from evil.
带你脱离罪恶、邪恶的救赎。
Salvation from sin.
带你脱离罪恶的救赎。
Salvation from the sickness that makes us less than truly human.
就是带领我们脱离那个叫我们像禽兽一般的那种病态。
Also, Jesus changes systems from all levels, including the person at the top.
耶稣改变人是在每个阶层都会改变的，当然包括了在政权顶端的人。
When we think of the injustices in the world, we have to remember that Jesus is at work in people.
当我们想到世界上各种的不公平的时候，我们要记住耶稣曾经在我们人群中工作。
He was at work in Zacchaeus' conscience.
他在为撒该的良知动工。
He is at work somewhere in Donald Trump's conscience.
他某时某刻也在为川普的良知动工。
Even though sometimes it's hard for us to see, Jesus is drawing everyone to himself.
可能我们很难看见，但是耶稣是吸引着每一个人。
It's because the image of God is in every person.
因为我们每个人都有神的形象。
And so what happens when they come to Jesus?
那我们来到耶稣面前会发生什么呢？
First of all, Zacchaeus absorbs the injustice in his own salary.
我们看见撒该他就是对自己做出的不公平的事自己做出了赔偿。
Jesus's predecessor, John the Baptist, had told tax collectors not to collect any more money than they were told to.
耶稣的前辈那个施洗约翰就跟税吏说，你们不要收立定的数目以外的钱，就是不要多收税。
That is in Luke 3.
在路加福音的第三节。
So instead of profiting from the system, tax collectors would have to absorb part of the injustice in their own salary or in their own persons.
所以当税吏的如果不从人民那里赚钱的话，他就要自己承受这个损失。
They would have to make nothing for themselves.
他们可能自己赚不到钱。
That didn't solve all the problems.
但是这些不能解决所有的问题。
But it at least cut out that extra portion that Jewish people had to pay.
但是最低限度的，他们可以免除这些犹太人要给额外税务以额外的钱。
And the tax collectors would have to depend again on the community.
那些税吏他们怎么做呢？他们只能靠这个犹太的社区来支持他们。
During my sophomore year of college in 1992, two things happened.
在1992年，我是大学二年级，有两件事情发生了。
First, the government gave reparations checks back to Japanese American survivors of the internment.
第一件事就是美国政府发了拨款，就是赔款给那些在二战集中营里被关押的日本人。
So that set off lots of thoughts and emotions for me.
那个让我有很多的情绪和思想。
Second, the Rodney King incident happened in Los Angeles.
第二件事就是在洛杉矶发生了 Rodney King 这个事件。
That was where white policemen beat a black man, Rodney King, and the black community erupted in protest.
那件事就是一群白人的警察殴打一个黑人叫做 Rodney King， 然后黑人的社区就爆发了很大的示威。
Many Korean American merchants had their stores burned.
但是很多韩裔的美国人的店铺就因为这个示威他们就被烧了。
I'm from Los Angeles, so I listen very carefully to the news.
我是在从洛杉矶来的，所以我特别关心这件事。
And at that time, I felt like Jesus said to me, let's do something about that together.
当时我就觉得耶稣对我说，啊，我们应该去做一些事情。
And so after I graduated from college and worked for Intel for 6 years,
我大学毕业以后在 Intel 这个电脑公司里工作了六年。
I joined an African-American friend of mine in his startup company.
后来我和一个我的黑人朋友创业开了一个公司。
We were here in Boston.
我们在波士顿开了公司。
And we thought about maximizing employment.Rather than just maximizing profit.
我们的宗旨就是我们要提供大量的就业机会。我们的目标不是要赚很多的钱。
I felt like Zacchaeus being transformed by Jesus.
我觉得我像撒该一样被耶稣改变了。
Caring about how injustice had happened before to other people.
我很关心那些在人身上发生的不公平的事情。
Another way that we absorb the cost of injustice is through our house.
另外一件事就是我们利用我们的房子去对抗这些世界的不公平。
We bought a 3-story house in Dorchester.
我们在这个 Dorchester 买了一个三层的房子。
And we charge rent that is below market.
我们收取比市价低一点的房租。
So we absorb a little bit of the cost.
我们可能受到一些损失。
And we invited other Christians that are ethnically diverse to live with us to do ministry in the city.
相反的回报就是我们邀请了很多来自世界各地各个种族的基督徒，而他们跟我们一块住，而且在市里有一些事工。
Many of them are teachers or social workers.
很多人是教师和社会工作者。
So it helps us all financially and emotionally.
他们的存在就帮助我们在精神上和金钱上都有帮助。
Those are, I think, some of the things that we could do.
这些其实我想就是我们可以做的。
Jesus was restoring Zacchaeus to true humanness.
耶稣把撒该恢复成一个真的人。
Zacchaeus was becoming Jewish again.
撒该变成了一个真正的犹太人。
He said he wanted to honor the Jewish tradition.
他说他要遵循这个犹太的传统。
In Jewish law, thieves had to repay 2 to 5 times of what they stole, according to Exodus 22.
在出埃及记里，以色列的法律说，如果你偷盗的话，你要偿还2到5倍的给那个你偷东西的那个家庭。
Zacchaeus says he's going to repay 4 times as much.
撒该就说我愿意偿还四倍。
And Jesus affirms his Jewishness and his humanness by saying he too is a son of Abraham.
耶稣就肯定地说他肯定了他的犹太性和人性，就是说他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
God had promised Abraham and Sarah long ago that they would be a newAdam and Eve.
在很久以前，神曾经应许亚伯拉罕，他会成为新的亚当和夏娃。
They would have children and they would live in a garden land.
他们会有很多的子女，而且住在一个园子里。
That's like how Adam and Eve were supposed to be.
就像当时的亚当夏娃一样。
And ultimately, the blessing of Abraham would come through Jesus.
在最后呢，我们知道，这个亚伯拉罕的祝福是由耶稣来带给我们的。
Because Jesus saves human nature from the sin that is in it.
因为耶稣把我们的罪性都 挽回了。
And Jesus undoes the fall, or heals the fall.
而耶稣呢，已经就是治愈了这个堕落。
That's why Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house.
这就是为什么耶稣说，今天救恩来到这一家了。
Salvation from what?
我们再去想想，是救赎你脱离什么呢？
It is salvation from our own evil and sin.
就是脱离我们自己的邪恶和罪。
Jesus was making the perfect human response to sin of all kinds.
耶稣做了一对罪和邪恶做了一个完美的回应。
And Zacchaeus knows what Jesus has been doing.
撒该也知道耶稣就是一直在做什么。
Jesus was reaching out to Jews and Romans.
耶稣向罗马人和犹太人都伸出了他的手。
And he was preparing to give his new humanity back to everyone.
他已经准备把他的新的人性还给我们。
And through Jesus' death and resurrection, he would give a cleansed humanity.
通过他的死亡和他的复活，他还给了人一个圣洁的人性。
And that is salvation.
这个就是救赎。
To be delivered by Jesus out of our sin into a new identity.
就是通过耶稣，我们把我们脱离罪恶，进入一个新的身份。
God calls us to be children of Abraham and Sarah and children of God.
神呼召我们要成为神的儿女和亚伯拉罕的儿女。
And then Jesus says in verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost."
在第十节，耶稣说：“人子来要为寻找、拯救失丧的人。”
So Jesus came for you and for me.
耶稣为了我和你而来。
Jesus came for every single person.
耶稣为了每个人而来。
He is saying, "This is mine. Every human being is mine."
他说，世界是我的，而且每一个人都属于我的。
Every relationship is mine.
所有的关系都是属于我的。
And even though you are lost, I want to undo the evil in you and transform it into the goodness that God has always wanted.
即使你是迷失的，我也愿意把你从罪中带走，让你变成一个神看为好的。
This is the mission of Jesus.
这个就是耶稣的使命。
This is the mission he calls us to share in.
这个就是耶稣呼召我们向别人分享的使命。
And this is the choice we face.
这个就是我们所面对的抉择。
Will you receive the salvation that Jesus gives you?
你会接受耶稣给你的救赎吗？
Salvation from your own evil.
这个救赎带领你脱离你自己的罪恶。
Thank you and God bless you.
谢谢，愿神祝福大家。